Manu Patra alerts dated the 14th of August 2017. Supreme Court has agreed to look into validity of Article 35A of Constitution, which grants special status to residents of Jammu and Kashmir. The issue may be dealt with by a 5-judge constitution bench, the court indicated. Supreme Court has refused to take sumo to cognizance of death of over 60 children at a state-run hospital in Gorakhpur, saying that the matter was being handled by Uttar Pradesh government. Supreme Court has refused to entertain a fresh plea challenging the constitutional validity of triple talaq, nikah halala and polygamy practices among Muslims. Supreme Court has asked trial courts to immediately discontinue with the practice of granting regular bail in cases that are pending in higher courts. Supreme Court has directed Chhattisgarh government to constitute requisite medical board within 2 days to examine a candidate suffering from thalassemia, which is a benchmark disability under Rights of Persons with Disabilities Act, 2016, under disability quota for admission to any medical stream. Delhi HC, while reiterating that right to housing is an essential part of right to life which is not merely an animal existence but entitlement to reasonable accommodation, has declared 14 slum dwellers entitled for alternate accommodation after being removed for expansion of National Highway 24. Delhi High Court has directed Centre to develop environment-friendly farming practices to reduce stubble burning, a major cause of air pollution in national capital during autumn and winter months. Delhi High Court has said that encroachments could not be permitted in ridge areas of national capital as these were primary natural features. Bombay High Court has dismissed an appeal filed by National Investigation Agency, NIA, against decision of trial judge to not charge Arib Majeed under Section 20 of Unlawful Activity Prevention Act, UAPA. Madhya Pradesh High Court has held that blacklisting of a contractor cannot be done for an indefinite period. Orissa High Court has ruled that consideration received by landowner as per joint development agreement is business income when the land is treated as stock in trade under said agreement. Central Information Commission has recommended that Ministry of Culture should clarify its stand on conflicting claims regarding Taj Mahal being a Shiva temple rather than a mausoleum built by Shah Jahan. CBEC has clarified that any registered person who has received a minimum foreign inward remittance of 10% of export turnover in preceding financial year is eligible for availing facility of LUT provided that amount received as foreign inward remittance is not less than as 1 crore. Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has notified that bonds of Indian Railway Finance Corporation will be exempted from income tax under Section 54EC of Income Tax Act, 1961.